The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 questions on a bunch of random things called a hodgepodge round for a senior community in Glendale, California. Do they like my trivia hosting? It's been 2 years and I can't tell. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Happy New Year. We got a whole couple of days left before that gets old, but it is 2019, and I hope your year is starting off right. It is a beautiful, cloudless day, blue skies, and nice and brisk in Southern California. This is what we call our winter. You could still probably go surfing if you're into surfing, and it's just delightful. I was in Chicago for about 10 days, and as soon as I got back here, I was like, oh, this is home now. This is the new home. A fun thing that popped up on my Facebook timeline was that I quit my day job 7 years ago yesterday, January 3rd, 2012. And it was like, hey, it was a picture of me with a box of my stuff in my office at Moraine Valley Community College in the south suburbs of Chicago. I worked there for 3 years out of college from like 22 to 25, got engaged, got married, got our first apartment, our first dog, all that stuff. And it was a great job. Made good money, had great benefits, but it was just something I would not do for the rest of my life. I ran the photo ID department at the admissions office for the college and did a bunch of technical stuff and worked with a bunch of older women who were just like, how do you do a PowerPoint? And I'd be like, oh, it's like this. And they're like, you're a genius. So it was a fun job while I had it. But it was a cool picture to see. I couldn't believe that was 7 years ago. And that was when I was like, all right, I'm going to be a full-time comedian, which I did for probably about a year in the Midwest before moving to California and then kind of reset in the entertainment industry out here and got jobs as a production assistant and an actor and things like that in small projects, and then ended up on Super Jacket Productions with Rob Dyrdek shows like Ridiculousness and Crashleets, and then kind of came full circle back to quitting a day job and doing trivia full-time about a year ago. So here we are, and you're listening to my show. You can play Trivia with me live all around Southern California. Go to triviawithbuds.com, which will be redesigned very soon, and click around, see the locations, see testimonials from people who play trivia with me or who have hired me to do parties, and just get your full pop culture fix on that website. Today's episode is from a senior community that I did in Glendale, California. These guys are at a place called Windsor. It's a nice little like retirement community castle type joint. And I've been doing trivia there for the past 2 years. And I write the questions and rounds based on stuff that I think they'd be into. Sometimes I get it right. Sometimes they're like, what's this garbage? And it's fun. They're a fun group. Same people have been coming for like the last couple of years. And most of them get a kick out of it. So you will listen to me asking some questions to them. And then I forgot to talk to more people, but I did talk to my friend Betty Vig and got a quick testimonial from her about what she likes about trivia. So you can listen to that. You can play along and get a gist of what I do twice a month here in the West Coast area. We're going to jump into those 11 questions on hodgepodge trivia. That's totally random stuff right now. Here we go.
All right, guys, this is the last round of the afternoon here. It's called Hodgepodge. You all know how to play. It's just a bunch of random questions. You ready for the last round?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Round number 4, the Hodgepodge round. Number 1, what former vice president won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007? Number 1, what former vice president won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007? Here comes question number 2. Laika, L-A-I-K-A, was the name of the first what in space? Number 2, Laika, or Laika, was the name of the first what in space? Number 2. You want to write it down? Write down those answers. Number 2. Yeah, longest trivia night ever hosted in the Guinness Book of World Records was 36 hours, so I think I'm going to beat it. I'm going to figure out how to do that and get the Guinness people out here. You guys think I could do it? I'm pretty active, right?
I don't know if it'd be worth it, really.
I guess it's really just like, hey, I get this thing.
Your children need you as a father.
So yeah, you're right about that. I guess my kids do need me. Good job, Betty. Number three, who explored the Hudson River in 1609? What was the name of that fella? Number three, who explored the Hudson River back in 1609? Nobody in this room has this name, as far as I know. Number three, who explored the Hudson River in 1609? Number four, how many throwing events are there in a decathlon? Number four, how many throwing events are there where you throw stuff in a decathlon? Number four. Number four. How many throwing events are there in a decathlon? Number four. Number five. Where in the body are the adenoids? A-D-E-N-O-I-D-S. Where in the body are the adenoids? Number five. The adenoids, where would you find those in the human body? Number five. Question number six. In what European city is the house located where Anne Frank and her family hid from the Nazis? Number six. In what European city would you find the Anne Frank house? Number six. See if you know that one. Looking for the name of a European city. Number six. A lot of you are world travelers. Maybe you've been there. Number six. Betty Vig, if you had to recommend one place everybody goes before they're not here anymore, where would you say everyone needs to visit?
One place I'm sorry I missed was St. Petersburg, Russia.
St. Petersburg, Russia, you missed it yourself?
Yeah.
Could you go? Why don't you go tomorrow? We'll do a field trip.
When they bring it closer, I'll go there.
I'll try and bring it closer for you next time I'm here. Here's number seven. What does an apiarist keep? Apiarist?
Apiarist?
Number seven.
Apiarist?
Number seven, A-P-I-A-R-I-S-T, an apiarist. What do they keep? Number seven. Number seven. Here comes number eight. What color suits are associated with Japanese ninjas? Number eight, what color suits are associated with Japanese ninja? Number eight. Number eight. Do we have any ninjas here? Anybody? I'm looking around. I know the answer, so I'm looking at the colors of some of your outfits. I know some of you are always creeping around at night, stealing muffins and things.
Stealing muffins, yeah.
Nine. Here's number nine. What is the name of the sword of King Arthur? What is King Arthur's sword called? You can go grab this over at Disneyland. It's probably filthy. Me and my family do it constantly, but I'm sure it's very germ-heavy. Number nine, what's the name of the sword of King Arthur? Number nine. Number 10, here's number 10. Which literary bear got its name from a London railway station? Number 10, what literary bear got its name from a London railway station? Number 10, what do you think? Number 10, what's the name of that bear? Named after a London railway station. Sally's thinking hard, she's writing it down. It's coming to her. And the bonus question, your 2-point question at the end of the round, the hodgepodge round. What is the name for what an archer carries his arrows in, or her? For 2 points, what's the name of the thing that a archer carries arrows in? 2 points if you get it. That's the end of round number four, last round of today. What'd you guys think of that round?
What's number three?
It wasn't easy.
All right, we'll be right back with the answers in just a second. Here come the answers to the hodgepodge round. I hope you guys had a fun time today. Thanks for playing the first trivia of 2019. We'll see you again in about 4 weeks on January 31st for some more trivia fun. Here are the answers to hodgepodge. Number one, what former vice president won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007? That was Al Gore. Al Gore, for his work with the environment and things.
I changed it 3 times and I never said him.
Never said Al Gore. Number two, Laika was the name of the first dog in space. It was the dog. I think it was a Russian dog, which is probably where that name's from. Number three, who explored the Hudson River in 1609? That was Henry Hudson. Named after him. Henry Hudson.
I got that one.
Number four, how many throwing events are there in a decathlon? Three different ones.
Oh boy, I'm batting 1,000 here.
Number five, where in the body are the adenoids? Actually in the nose. Yeah, ears, nose, and throat, they're all kind of connected, but mostly in the nose. Number six, in what European city is the house that Anne Frank and her family hid from the Nazis in? That was Amsterdam. You could really go party there now, huh? Number six, a lot of stuff going on in Amsterdam. Have you been there, Betty Vig?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The Frank house too.
Number seven, what does an apiarist keep? That's bees. Beekeeper. Number eight, what color suits are associated with Japanese ninjas? Black.
I got that one.
Number nine, what is the name of the sword of King Arthur? Excalibur.
That's the only one I got right.
Excalibur, a casino in Vegas as well. And number 10, which literary bear got its name from a London railway station? Paddington Bear. Paddington Bear. And the bonus, the name of an archer's arrow holder is a quiver. Quiver. Those are your answers for Hodgepodge. Well done, guys. I'm here with my friend Betty Vig. Betty, you've been playing trivia with me for almost 2 years now. What's your favorite thing about playing trivia right here at Windsor in Glendale?
Well, it keeps our mind going, and we have a lot of fun, and we learn a lot we didn't know before.
Plus, I'm super handsome, right?
There you go. And your personality, magnetic.
Oh, thank you. There it was, a nice hodgepodge round over at Windsor in Glendale, California. How'd you do? Did you hold up against those seniors pretty well? Did you have just as much fun as it sounded like they were having on a nice Thursday afternoon when we recorded that? I hope so. And I hope you got a great weekend planned this weekend. It's a nice Saturday today, so maybe you're out there shopping, or maybe you're out there returning things from Christmas still, or maybe you're just having a beer somewhere. But thank you so much for listening to this show. Thanks for telling a friend about this show. And if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Click around, and we have a special offer all of January. If you join our $10 tier or more as a brand new subscriber, you get a free t-shirt from Funko. You know, those little pop vinyls you put on your desk, those little collectible figures that kind of look like bobbleheads, but sometimes don't bobble. Funko makes t-shirts, and I bought a bunch of their VHS box t-shirts. So we have RoboCop, we have Gremlins, we have Beetlejuice, we have Rocky, we have Fast Times at Ridgemont High, we have Bloodsport, and we have, that might be it. I think that might be. Oh, Animal House. We have Animal House. So if you want one of those, it's like a box that looks like a VHS double tape, and inside is an actual t-shirt. So you can pick your size. Most of them are small through extra large, and some of them are more limited than others. But if you want one of those, let me know. Join the $10 tier or more. Or if you're already an existing Patreon subscriber, if you up your subscription to $10 or more, you get the t-shirt as well. So check that out, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Lots of fun new stuff coming in 2019, including Monday, a brand new logo for the podcast, drawn by my friend Brian Ward from Hannibal, Missouri. He's a fantastic artist. He does some great, great stuff, and I can't wait to show you the new logo. You can check it out as a sneak peek over on Patreon if you're a subscriber right now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.